Marine Affairs and Fisheries has enhanced its oversight of illegal vessels in the western waters of Sumatra to protect marine resources and prevent detrimental fishing practices. Previously, surveillance relied on a single patrol vessel, Hugh-12, operated by Lampulo PSDKP base, covering a vast area from Aceh to Bengkulu. Bank Indonesia announced that Indonesia's foreign exchange reserve rose to $157.1 billion at the end of March 2025, up from $154.5 billion in February. This increase is attributed to higher tax revenues and government loan disbursements. The reserves are considered adequate to support external sector resilience and maintain macroeconomic stability. And that was the news.
Goes from the down, drives like a lift. I am the bass.
Featuring Bereliku Mahua with I Am The Bass. And well, listener, speaking of the bass and the bass program, then you can watch all of our programs through our online streaming in voinews.ib, shortwave in 32.2 kHz and 47.55 kHz. Also, our application in AAE Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And so, well, listener, without any further ado, let's continue with today's broadcast.
Pasami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Pasami is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of pasami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tagete. To make pasami, initially tagete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tagete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tagete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One pasami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 pasamis. Pasami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and solid fish. Pasami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, pasami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Pasami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Thank you.
is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gumpo comes from the word jimpo because it uses the fingers. Into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumbo platter is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumbo platter, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you.
just listened to Music Corner from Voice of Indonesia, from Ayasati and New Normal, Bunga Abadi. And of course, if you want to know more about Music Corner and music across Indonesia, make sure to tune in to our program in Indonesia today, Voice of Indonesia, where you can tune in always from online streaming vonews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Also, our application in AIRE Digital for those of you who are watching on demand.
Oh,
is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for their reactivity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers, and to traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instruments, bamboo can produce different tone according to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has a building bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely gendang. Has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes Karindan instruments just drown. One of West Java's artists is often called Abba Olek to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce Karindan. In 2004, Abba developed Karindan, Heritage of Parents. Abba must preserve it because message from parents in older Karindan arts is not extinct. Abba kept learning to make it, be shared, and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java. Which was presented by young people of Bandung, India, Karindan Attack. Karindan is a swing instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be thrown like fruit. Karindan is played on lips, then it is played on the platform, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which make Karindan such as in Cipanyang, Asimuti, Asikmalaya, Lower Malangbong, Garut, and Cipalungkulangkulangkulang, and Cipalungkulangkulangkulang, which is made from palm leaves. In New Malang, Jilin, Karindan is made from bamboo and played by women. Karindan is shaped like pickup in order it is easy to be inserted in a headband. While Karindan, which is made from leaves, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be cut in cigarette case. According to Abba Olek, the main material of Karindan is fiber, palm tree. In the modern era, the main material is rare. In the past, it was made from palm leaves, so many people call it kawung. Now, Abba makes it from bamboo because if Abba makes it from kawung, Karindan will be extinct because it is difficult to find palm leaves. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm leaves takes 2 until 3 years. Since that time, Karindan has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. As a matter of fact, the Karindan has been known in Bandung since 1982. The Karindan artist from Bandung, Karindan Sri, introduced Karindan to his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni Karindan ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh
In Bandung City, Karindan art began to be exported in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Muncul lagi sesudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat, kira-kira mulai tahun 2006, 2007, sampai kemarin lah. Jadi, mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Today, Karim begins to be popular in modern music, such as rock, blues, and pop. Prior to that, there was a growing traditional instrument from Western Java called Karim.